You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed it is, and we're joined on the line by our culture vulture, Mr. Roman Coz. How are you?
Oh, I smile when you say that, Terry.
See, it sounds good, doesn't it?
It's got a little ring to it, isn't it? It's what you call a ring.
I'm sure you've been called worse things.
Oh, most definitely I've been called worse things, I can guarantee you that.
Well, you're going to tell us a little bit more about
Batman.
Batman.
Yes, we spoke last week of it. 82 years ago, it started off in the comics. We had serials in 1943 and 1949. Of course, the TV series in 1966. It went for about 3 years. Some 21 years later, and I was amazed really to sort of work that out, but they put Batman on the actual film circuit. And this time started off starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Jerry Hall had a minor role in that. 3 years later, 1992, Batman Returns, of course, with Michael Keaton, this time as Danny DeVito, as the baddie by the name of the Penguin. And I was surprised to read that the origin of the Penguin was he was abandoned as a child and was raised by penguins at an abandoned zoo.
Highly likely, highly likely.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, well, I was staggered to read that. Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman in that film. 1993, we had Batman, The Mask of the Phantasm, which was an animated movie series, and Mark Hamill had a bit of a speaking role in that, and some years later he had a regular talking role on the animated series of Batman playing the Joker. And we all remember Mark Hamill, of course, as Luke Skywalker from the Star Wars series. In 1995, finally, Robin gets to appear again. Hadn't been around since 1949. Val Kilmer this time plays Batman, and he versus Two-Face, Tommy Lee Jones. And Jim Carrey played the Riddler, just to add a little bit of spice to it.
Who played Robin?
What about Robin, yes.
Yeah, who played Robin?
Oh, I can't remember who played Robin.
It was obviously forgettable.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah, oh, I should check that, shouldn't I? I hadn't even thought of putting that one down. 1997, we had Batman and Robin, and George Clooney was Batman this time. Again, I haven't got Robin. I better check him. This time, though, we had Arnie Schwarzenegger as the Mr. Freeze and Elle McPherson as Bruce's girlfriend. 2005, it keeps going. Batman Begins with Christian Bale and Michael Caine making his first appearance as Alfred the Butler, and Liam Neeson as the baddie in a group called the League of Shadows. Now, in 2007, the filming of The Dark Knight began and finished. They released it in 2008 with Christian Bale and Michael Caine again. But this time we had Heath Ledger playing the Joker, and I mentioned to you last week what a frightening role that was. And boy, did Heath Ledger pay a price for this.
Yes.
He lived alone for a month, kept the diary, wrote all what he thought, the Joker's thoughts, feelings, posture, voice, immersed himself in the role, used scenes from that brutal film, The Clockwork Orange, to play this particular role. And because of it, as he admitted himself, it really, really gave him sleepless nights, and there was several periods there for he had only got about 2 hours sleep per night, and he was on prescription drugs of all sorts of names. There's a list of them in the write-ups, and unfortunately he died because of the prescription drugs. So
such a sad story. He was such a beautiful actor.
Yeah, sorry, Terry, what was that?
Such a sad story. He was such a beautiful actor, and an Australian, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he was a Perth lad, wasn't he? I had my my reference person look up for me, and it was Chris O'Donnell. Chris O'Donnell was Batman in those two films. Oh, okay.
Who's since been Superman, I think.
Pardon?
I think he's since been Superman, Chris O'Donnell, too.
No, I've got Henry Cavill as Superman a little bit later on, so... anyway, after Christian Bale's and Michael Caine's and Heath Ledger's role, the film went on and the series went on. This time we had Batman versus Superman, and I think things started to go downhill a little bit here for Batman, where Ben Affleck played Superman and Henry Cavill was Ben Affleck played Batman and Henry Cavill as Superman, and they had the characters Lois Lane and Lex Luthor in that film. And it really got to the couple of lows in 2017 or so when they had the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, that was good. And yeah. there was the Lego. I know my kids around that time used to play the Lego Batman games as well. And you'd trot your little character out and you'd go wham, and then all the Lego pieces would fall apart. It actually worked really well. It was really clever.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, well, there we go. There's another bit of trivia. Terry and the Legos. So, yes, we move on to the... And also they had a stupid TV series. Well, I thought it was stupid, called Batman and Tarzan.
Sounds a bit grasping. Different eras, weren't they? Was it Batman Goes to the Jungle or Tarzan comes to Gotham City?
I don't know. They just keep going with these things sometimes. I thought perhaps Batman versus Noddy would have been next, or Skippy the Kangaroo. They really just go overboard with some
of that. It's called flogging a dead horse or a partially dead horse.
Absolutely. In 2017, we had the Justice League with Ben Affleck as Batman again. And this time you had more characters like Lois Lane, Wonder Woman, Superman, The Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg and all that sort of stuff. They really started to get into that Justice League part. I believe in 2022 there's a new film coming out called The Batman. So we're finally going to get back to some sensibilities then. And starring as Batman will be Robert Pattinson, whom many viewers would know as Cedric in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, for which he won the British Show of the Year.
Much more famously as... Robert Pattinson as the vampire star of the Twilight series.
Yes, that's where he really, really became well known. And I was staggered to read, Terry, that Time magazine has named him as one of the top 100 most influential people in the world.
Wonder why?
I don't know. I was staggered. I've got a big, exclamation mark here wondering why, so I don't know.
Maybe he's got some irons in the fire we don't know about.
Well, I don't know. Gee, when you're getting people like Kim Kardashian and a couple other people, that you see listed as being so influential, you kind of got to wonder where it's all going, don't you?
You do.
But at least the new film is going to be based a little bit more back on the original type of Batman type shows.
Well, this is what happens, isn't it? They go along, they go out there, and then they end up where they started.
Oh, well, that's just keep going. So, look, we've had series like Gotham and... currently, I think there's Pennyworth and Catwoman around, and that's a little bit more like the old series, going way back. So, Terry, I haven't got much more to say about Batman, but we've spent 2 weeks on it, and it's been quite a franchise and quite successful.
Well, I'm wondering if you're going to do...
Batman, love it.
I'm wondering if you're going to do my favourite superhero at some stage.
Well, you just give me his or her name.
Spider-Man?
I was just writing down a couple of options this morning.
Love Spidey. He's funny. Peter Parker, that whole story is terrific. Great backstory.
Yes.
And we've only got the Batman TV theme to play a game, but it is such an iconic theme, isn't it? That da-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. Got to play it again. Any excuse, Roman. Thanks so much.
No worries, Terry.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Take a trip down memory lane when you visit Barclays Antiques and Collectibles at Emerald Bank Kyalla. You know, right next to the big windmill on the GV Highway. With a bit of something for everyone, Barclays Antiques and Collectibles truly is the Goulburn Valley's home of treasures from days gone by. Whether you're after a vintage gift, man cave item, rare collectible or unique present for someone special, you're sure to find what you're looking for, or maybe even something in between, at Barclays Antiques and Collectibles. Find them on Facebook or drop into their store at the Emerald Bank Complex, GV Highway, Shepparton. Open daily from 10 till 4:30.
1FM sponsor.
Fig Jams on Central. At Fig Jams on Central, you'll find family-grown and naturally produced varieties of fig-based jams and other products, including fig syrup. They sell direct to the public and also welcome any wholesale inquiries. Fig Jams on Central is at 215 Central Avenue, right next door to Gattuso Transport, Shepparton East. Open every weekend, Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Fig Jams on Central. Yum!
Station sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.